This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 14, 2009. Easter Eyes. The scripture is Luke 24, verse 31. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Devastated by the death of Jesus, these travelers to Emmaus had their eyes opened by their risen Lord. Through his explanations, they began to see in the Old Testament scriptures not only pictures of death, but also pictures of resurrection. For example, Adam and Eve fell into sin. That's death. But God promised them victory over the serpent. That's resurrection. Most of humanity died in a great flood, but God rescued the family of Noah. Israel became enslaved in Egypt, but God gave it new life through the Exodus and the crossing of the Red Sea. The son of the widow of Zarephath died, but through Elijah, God raised him back to life. Jonah was thrown into the sea to die, but God spared him by means of a large fish. Job suffered great tragedy, but God restored him with more than he had lost. Sin sent Israel into exile, but God returned his people to the promised land. The dual theme of death and resurrection is found everywhere, not only in the Bible, but also in our own experience of life. It's evident in every instance of sickness followed by recovery, or of cruelty replaced with compassion, or of pain followed by relief and joy. Every expression of renewal today is only partial and temporary. But the resurrected Jesus is God's assurance that full and permanent resurrection is coming. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, for your resurrection and its promises to us. Give us faith-filled eyes to see and believe that the day is coming and you will make all things new. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.